Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
The first black man to play in the NHL, former Boston Bruin Willie O'Ree, is now a member of Hockey's Hall of Fame. The 83-year-old O'Ree was inducted into the Hockey Hall last night and reflected on a special night in January 1958 in Montreal.
When I stepped on the ice with the Bruins, I did not dawn on me that I was breaking the color barrier. That's how focused I was on making my dream come true. I didn't realize I had made history until I read it in the paper the next day.
O'Ree is just the third black player in the Hockey Hall of Fame and is now the diversity ambassador for a league that is still 97% white. To talk about O'Ree's legacy and how far hockey still has to go, we're joined this morning by Kwame Damone Mason. He directed the film Soul on Ice about the history of black ice hockey players in the U.S. and Canada. Good morning and thanks for speaking to Morning Edition.
Hey, Bob Oaks, nice to meet you, and thank you for having me on.
So tell us what drew you to the story of Willie O'Ree.
What drew me to Willie's story and the story of many other black athletes who played hockey was the simple fact that I discovered the story of the Colored Hockey League of the Maritimes, which was around 1895 to about 1930. In discovering that story and that history, I became more fascinated as a hockey fan to find out, you know, more about where black athletes have come from and, you know, their history towards the game and where the game is today and where the game could possibly go in the future.
What makes Willie O'Ree special?
What makes him special is the simple fact that day in and day out, he thinks the game, he talks about the game, he loves the game, and he loves to inspire young children to get involved in the game. You know, Willie is always out there as the ambassador to the NHL's diversity program, going out to schools, detention centers, and just, you know, talking to kids about getting on the ice, staying in school, reaching your goal, having a dream, setting some, you know, those goals for yourself to become a better person and a better person on the ice.
How did he respond back in the day to the racial backlash that he faced?
He had an older brother who was very much his mentor, and his older brother got him ready for what he would face out there in the real world. And one of the lessons he spoke to him about was the simple fact that, you know, Willie, people will say anything and everything to get you off your game, but remember, they're just words. As long as they don't put their hands on you, they're just words, and you let it go in one ear and out the other. And he took that to heart. You know, our hockey players have to be mentally prepared in so many different ways before a game. But for a black athlete back then, they also had to mentally prepare themselves for verbal abuse.
But diversity has not gone very far in pro hockey since Willie O'Ree's day. As we pointed out back at the beginning, the league is still 97% white.
There's still a long ways to go. And I think one of the biggest hurdles for the league and for the industry of hockey is to do a better job of telling stories about Mike Marzen, telling stories about Willie O'Ree, telling stories about P.K. Subban, telling stories about all these great black athletes who have contributed to the game so that the fans can be more relatable to them, and they can also inspire young black kids to say, hey, maybe this is a sport that I'd like to pick up and try.
Kwame Damone Mason directed the documentary Soul on Ice, a history of black ice hockey players, including Willie O'Ree of the Bruins. Thanks a lot for speaking to WBUR's Morning Edition.
Thank you very much, and have a great day.